The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not consider any good deed as inferior. Do not belittle any good deed. Even smiling at your brother when you meet him." Subhanallah. So targhib, encouragement, persuasion has been given in the hadith to smile. But remember, where Islam has told us to smile, it's the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it's also told us the limitations. Where you should smile, who you should smile at, who you shouldn't smile at, lest it becomes fitna, a tribulation for you. So here the Prophet ﷺ is saying, when you meet your fellow Muslim brother, you should smile at him. Unfortunately, in this day and age, some people, they have a permanent frown on their face, constant frown. It's almost as if you have to pay them to smile, and they just don't have that habit, that aada. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile often. Another hadith, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that when revelation would descend, wahi, then I would say in my heart that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who warns his nation. And when revelation would be over, then I would consider the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one who smiles the most from amongst the people, and he had the best character from them all. So he's explaining two contrasting situations. First of all, when wahi, revelation, would descend, the Prophet alaihi wasallam was serious in nature. He would warn the nation, tell them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And when that situation was over, now we're in a different context, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled the most from the people. From amongst the people, he was the one who smiled the most. And he had the best akhlaq. What he's trying to say is that the Prophet alaihi wasallam wasn't in one state all the time, constantly warning someone, always serious. When wahi would descend, yes, that was the requirement. That was the need at that time. But when wahi was explained to people, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smile abundantly amongst people. When wahi had been explained, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile abundantly, and he had the best akhlaq as well. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she describes the manner in which the Prophet alaihi wasallam would smile. She says, "I never saw the Prophet alaihi wasallam smile to the extent that his throat became visible, the root of the tongue towards the throat area. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would only smile." And those people should take heed from this, who when they smile or when they laugh uncontrollably. You could see everything in the mouth region. And it shouldn't be like that. It should be controlled. The Prophet ﷺ smiled. But what did Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha state? That it wasn't to the extent that the throat area became visible. In another narration, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anha, he states that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would enter the masjid, no one would raise their head, meaning the companions would be in the masjid. Nobody would raise their head to look at the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah, the shaykhain. They would look at the Prophet alaihi wasallam and smile, and the Prophet alaihi wasallam would reciprocate. The Prophet alaihi wasallam would smile at them as well. SubhanAllah, imagine that beautiful scene. The Prophet alaihi wasallam enters the majlis, the masjid rather, and the sahaba are seated. Only Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhumah would look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would smile at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rest of the companions wouldn't. And the Prophet ﷺ would smile at Sayyidina Abu Bakr, at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma as well. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu an, he states that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they would mention poetry. They would recite poetry in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while smiling. And the Prophet ﷺ would also smile. Subhanallah. In Shifa Sharif, it states that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile, then subhanallah, the walls would become illuminated. The surroundings would become illuminated. This is why, this is because the Prophet alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, his smile was nurani. The Prophet alaihi wasallam would emit light, subhanallah, when he would smile. And things would become enlightened, illuminated around him. SubhanAllah.